Pasuk starts off in this week's parsha with the mitzvah of avos bikurim. It's found in the proximity, right in the Torah, right after the parsha of Mechias Amalek. So many of the mefarshim ask what's the connection between avos bikurim and Mechias Amalek? There's many different explanations. In the past, we wanted to go into the Indian of Zrizus. One pshat, more of a machshava, that we know when it says Amalek, it says Asher Kolcho Baderech. Asher Kolcho Baderech simply means it happened, mikre. But Chazal tell us that Asher Kolcho also means Asher Oscho, that he made you ka. What does that mean? After Kriyas Yamsuf, so the whole world, the Moiku Koyosh Viknan, everybody was affected. All the Umas Olam were impressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amalek came and literally Kirer Asambatya. He cooled down the tub. It's like the Medrash gives a mussel, you have a burning hot tub, everybody's afraid to jump in. The first guy jumps in and then people jump into it. So that's what Amalek did. Amalek was Kirer Asambatya. So Chazal dashed the word ka from cold. So some of the Gedolei Achronim say that that's the pshat, Yashakoyach. That's the pshat in Amalek, in the mitzvah when Mechias Amalek found over here, is because really when Amalek came to destroy Klal Yisrael, Taka was a Shrek al Chaveira. But at the same time, Amalek showed the strength of Zrizus. Because that day that Amalek came, Chazal tells us they went 400 paras in one day. Right, they went 10 times the distance that a normal person could go in one day. Because they had a tremendous desire to destroy Klal Yisrael. So, another pshat they say is Korcha, what Amalek did, they showed what Zrizus can accomplish. And they made whatever efforts we make, kar, they chilled down what we do. Because they showed the strength of Zrizus. And that also was a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Shekorcha baderech. So what's the counter cancellation of Amalek? Zrizus. And that's Mitzvah's Bikurim. Mitzvah's Bikurim is a person goes into his field, even before the fruit comes out, it's blossoming, he already puts on a gemi, and the becher, the first fruit he comes, he brings to Beis HaMikdash. So that in effect is like Mechias Amalek. It's our way of destroying Amalek. That's one of the explanations. But I wanted to give it a little bit of a deeper twist to understand the connection between Amalek and Bikurim, and also to go have a better understanding of the Medrash Tanchum, the beginning of this week's parasha. There's a fascinating tesis in Bava Basra that Pe'alef brings down a Rashba that Bikurim is unlike any other mitzvah that we have in Zroim. All the mitzvahs we have in Zroim, Trumas, and Maisos, and Kedeme, are all what we call a mitzvah satluyeis ba'oretz. They're hinged, they're based on the land. In Bikurim, there's a whole pasuk where we learn from there that you only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael, Eva Hayadin, that's the Yerushalmi. But that's the Bikurim. But Tosfos says the reason why you need a separate pasuk by Bikurim is because Bikurim is not like a mitzvah satluyeis ba'oretz. So many of the Gedolei Achronim ask, why is Bikurim? Is it's chal on what grows. It's very similar to Truma. In fact, it's called Reishis. It has a lot of connections to the mitzvah of Truma. So why is Bikurim not called a mitzvah satluyeis ba'oretz? Furthermore, we find an interesting thing. And could be this is all totally zebezeh. Bikurim has two other characteristics that isolate it from the other mitzvahs hakluyas baretz. Number one, the other mitzvahs hakluyas baretz, because they're not a chayvus gavra, because it's not upon you, it's on the produce, so you're not chayv in achrayas. Somebody's mafris truman, right? And then there's a fire. And the fire destroys the truman. It's not his problem. This fire destroyed the truma. I have no achrayas for the truma. Because you know why? Because the truma is a choiv on the produce. It's not chal on you. And in Melech, the truma got destroyed, so it got destroyed. It has nothing to do with me. That's the halacha. Meidach kise, by bikurim, there's a chiv achrayas. Tovi beis Hashem alokecho. There's a chiv achrayas, there's a responsibility to bring the bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. That's also unique, that we don't find that by the other mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz. We don't find such a concept. Another obvious distinction is that because, this is also because it's not on the grain like other mitzvahs, on the produce. We find the halacha is that it's not matbil. Which means, trumas and maestras is matbil, until you're mafresh, you can't eat the grain. If you're not mafresh truma, it's tevel. Everything is tevel till you make till you to mafresh truma zemaisas. By bikurim, no such halacha. You have a chiv to bring bikurim. If you didn't bring bikurim, the other produce is mutar b'achila. It's a mevatel mitzvah bikurim, but there's no tevel chal on the grain, on the shivas aminim. And that also is a raya. That there's this distinction, which really is all feeds the shita of the Rashba that says that Bikurim is not a regular mitzvah. Now I'll bring you another raya to this idea that Bikurim is not like a regular mitzvah, Chavis Karka. The Medrash Tanchum, in the beginning of this week's parsha, makes an analogy from Bikurim to another mitzvah we have. And you wouldn't think, you know, if you think about Bikurim and you want to make an analogy, you'd think of Chveis, Tzoke. Talmidei Chachomim, Abamokam, the Koyanim, and Taki, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Kol Amatel, Mois, Lekis Talmud Chochem, is Kehevi Bikurim. Because there's an analogy. The Talmud Chochem is in the place of the Koyan. And the money you give the Talmud Chacham is like Truma, like Bikurim. It's a loose connection. But the Medrash makes a complete different analogy to the mitzvah Bikurim. The Medrash says as follows. Hayem hazeh Hashem lekecho mitzav chelasois zehu shomar ha-kosuv poyu nishtacha ve-nichro nivrcho lefnei Hashem oseinu. Says the Medrash, what is this? Tzofo Moshe Rabbeinu beruach ha-kedesh v'ro. Beis HaMikdash osili chorev. Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Va'bikurim asidim lihiposek. And lo yaleinu, the bikurim are going to stop. Okay, means like everything else. But listen what the Medrash says. Omad v'hiskin liYisrael shu mispalim sholish pomim b'yoyim. So Moshe came, and he was misakin in its place. Sholish tefilis bayoyim. Ulefi shechaviva tefilif nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like my sim tovim, kobona shekach ksiv, tikun tefilos yikuteros vanecho, masas kampaya, ahinu nehel. Fascinating thing. Why Bikurim? Why did Bikurim alarm Moshe Rabbeinu? More than the other mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. Why was he so concerned about Bikurim? More than anything else. Number one. Number two. In what way is tefillah a substitute to Bikurim? Tell me tzedakah is a substitute to Bikurim. In what way is tefillah a substitute to Bikurim? And it seems the Medrash, there's a specification in the Medrash. It's not just tefillah. It's kriya and eshtachavur. It's like bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the Medrash says. And then the Medrash continues. But this is the basic idea that comes out of Medrash Tanchuma. So I want to share with you a simple machshavah, which I think could be as the pshat here in the Medrash. It could be pshat in the mitzvahs bikurim, and it would also explain why Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for a substitute for bikurim, and why in fact bikurim is not dafka mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, a regular ordinary mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. It's different. The pshat you could say is like this. Take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Reish Vov. Sefer HaChinuch brings down by the mitzvah Bikurim as follows. B'shol Shea Mitzvah. What are the roots? What's the foundation of this mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Number one, he says, Odom Moir Machshavoy Sovu Mitzayer Bulvovo Yemes Bekoich Divrei Piv. A person, the way a person works is when they talk, it affects them. So you have to communicate. He's talking about why by Bikurim there's a din of Vidui. By Kriyas Bikurim. So he says as follows, Al Kain, Behetiv Olav Hashem Baruch Hu, when Hashem does good to us, Ubiborcha Yois, and he blesses him, Vesad Mosai Las his payers, Vizochal Ovim Obeis Elokeinu, Roy Loi Lo Oire Lovovo Bedivre Pi, Velachshov, Ki Akol Igia Elov Meis Odon Ha'Oila. The mitzvah Bikurim is to come to realization that everything comes from Kutsha Baruch Hu. That's the foundation of mitzvah Bikurim. He says, and therefore, v'yisaper chasodov yizborach oleinu v'al kol am Yisroel derech klal. U'mitarkach tesoyra b'nafshoi b'shavach Hashem u'betuvoi u'mizborach ha'atza. This is the Sefer HaChinuch. So we analyze what the Sefer HaChinuch here tells us. What the Sefer HaChinuch is really telling us is that the mitzvah of Bikurim is really a chayv es gavra. It's a chayv on you. Mamish like tefillah. Because what is tefillah? Tefillah is an obligation every Jew has three times a day to acknowledge that everything comes to Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levakesh Mulfonov Tzrochov. That's what tefillah is all about. The acknowledgement that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashba says that the Loshon Amid, the standing, means you're Oimei Bekapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you realize you're standing through the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. When Moshe saw that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Choref, of course it's a terrible thing, but the mitzvah is Akluyis Baretz, okay, so we're potter. Potter from them, especially if you're Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shat, or Loi Kitchel Osagova. So you're potter from the mitzvahs. But Moshe was saying, but this is a fundamental aspect of Emunah, Bikurim. What's the substitute to Bikurim? Bikurim is not something that's a Chovis Kaka, we could say, okay. There must be a substitute. And that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was, that's why the reason Moshe Rabbeinu said that the tefillah, which a person gets up every day and he says, Baruch Aleinu, he acknowledges everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says in the beginning of Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Teva Bria, that tefillah is a requirement for the Bria to function. Pasuk over there says that the rain didn't come down at the beginning of creation. So it says, V'odom ayin la'avoida sa'avoida. Simply it means, there was nobody here to work the fields. There was nothing to do. Rashi says, V'odom ayin la'avoida sa'avoida, brings down a chazal, ein odom li'ispalel al-akshamim. That means the Rebbeinu created in the Bria that there must be tefillah as an acknowledgement that everything comes from Kutsha Baruch Hu. And he built it into the Teva Bria. That's the Homo Sechus Tainus. He built it into Teva Bria. And that's what Bikurim is all about. For that reason, Bikurim makes an impact on you. So you're chayv and achrayus, because if you don't bring the Bikurim, it didn't hit home to you. Not a question that the grain is Teva. It's you. Now what's Amalek? We find the Melchama LaHashem BaAmalek Midor Dor. Amalek is an everlasting Mulchama. The Midrash says that nobody can be Megayer from Amalek. Amalek is like a cursed nation. Chazal tell us that Ein Kisei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoei Ad Sheimoche Zari Shel Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is incomplete. The only Kriyas HaTorah we have the whole year that doesn't meet up with the minimum 10 Psukim is Purim, Parshas Amalek. Only 9 Psukim. Why? So Chazal tell us, because the reason why there's 10 psukim in every Kriya minimal is because Basorom Amores Nivrei Elam. That's what the Gemara says. That means every Kriya Satorah has in it the basis of Bria Soilom. But Amalek reflects that Hashem's throne is incomplete. And the Mela, the Kriya of Amalek shows that there's something missing in Asorom Amores Nivrei Elam. What's Amalek? That's the Lashon of Mikra. Amalek brings into the world that the fact that there's no God. That's what Amalek reflects. And it says, Vayizani b'cho kol anechsholim acharecho, that when Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael, they took the orla. They cut off the orlas, and they threw it up in the air like making fun of Mitzvah Smila. So this is very strange. Why'd they pick Mitzvah Smila? From all the mitzvahs that they could pick, they picked Mitzvah Smila to scorn Mitzvah Smila. So I want to say very simple. The Maral in Prague, he says, why is it that in Mitzrayim, the only requirement we had prior to bringing the Korban Pesach is Mila? And then we mix the Dam Mila with the Dam Pesach. So the Maral in Prague says a beautiful idea. He says that every mitzvah only has value if it's done as an Eved Hashem. If I'm not doing the mitzvah as a slave of Hashem, I'm just doing the mitzvah stam, has no shavius. He says, what's Mila? Mila is a covenant, like Kederach Avodim, they have a simon in their body that they're subjects of Kodesh Brich. Says the Maral, the Korban Pesach has no value unless it's being done by an Eved Hashem. And that's why Mila had to precede the Korban Pesach. Memela, when Amalek came to fight, they weren't just fighting Klal Yisrael. They were fighting Mila. They were fighting the concept that there's Malchus. And because of that, they had to say everything is Mikra. Everything just happened. There's no Asarom Amorei Shenivro Elam. There's no creator. There's no creator. Look at the atheists today. The Mishagon. Right? The Milchama that they have. It's Mamish Simonei Amalek. If there's any symbol of a chash, of something that represents Kodesh Brich Hu, Kenesh Levim with them. Anything. You all know the battle that there is now in Ground Zero. On they found this piece of steel that had the symbol of a cross. It became a major symbol. But what bothers the atheists is that there's any kind of remez, zecher l'doro. The legal team that's fighting it is saying, what do you mean? It's a fact. It's a historical fact. This is what they found, and people got inspired by it. That's Ground Zero. There's a museum there. This is a history. It's a fact. And the atheists are fighting the B'lev Nefesh. Whatever Nefesh there is there. That was Amalek. Amalek took the Mila, they threw it in the air, because there can't be godliness. What's the response to Amalek? Everything is Kodesh Brich Hu. That's Mitzvah Bikurim. And that's why Mitzvah Bikurim is found right after the Parsha of Amalek, is because the ultimate Mechias Amalek is Mitzvah Bikurim. Mitzvah Bikurim is that acknowledgement, like the Sefer HaChinuch says, that everything comes from Kodesh Brich Hu. That's, I think, is the Smichas HaParshas. Okay, I have to stop early today, I'm sorry.